it's just a question of finding a political home that dovetails with my own, you know, ideological benchmark, my own principles, my own beliefs, ideological benchmark. I'm talking here of issues to do with nationalism, Pan-Africanism, the revolutionary thrust. You know, this just the desire to have historically disadvantaged people empowered holistically, and obviously the thrust of you know, resisting neo-imperialism and also resisting neo-colonialism. So I found that, of course, there's no political home that is perfect, but I thought taking into account my own deeply held ideological convictions, ZANU-PF was the home for me.
So didn't you have those ideological convictions when you were in the MTC?
No, I had. This is why I was actually conflicted, because initially, you know, the MDC was supposed to be a party that is, you know, pro-poor, a social democratic party, a party that would have spoken to the need of you know, pushing the agenda of the majority of the people, i.e. the historically disadvantaged people who are this part of the world, obviously, predominantly black people, or people like you and me, people of color, and also the desire to be Pan-African, you know, to forge, you know, synergies with other countries, other political parties on the African continent, fighting for the total emancipation of political and socioeconomic emancipation of the African people, renouncing and denouncing neo-colonialism, and also on neo-imperialism. And to my surprise, I found that with time, the party was actually becoming more and more reactionary, moving more and more to the right, being remote controlled, so to speak, by hostile foreign forces. And I felt, okay, I thought maybe with time, things are going to get better and we'll go back to what I call the founding values of the MDC, the values of peace, solidarity, you know, violence, you know, social democracy. But I found that, no, they were actually deviating from those founding values. There was a lot of, you know, intolerance, a lot of regionalism, a lot of tribalism, not to mention the violence, the corruption, and just the lack of ideological clarity. And I felt like I was, I was in the wrong place. I really was patient, but I was actually, like I said, hugely conflicted. And by the time that I moved off, I realized this was after the death of Dr. Morgan Tsvangira, you know, the violence that happened at his funeral, to me just signaled that, look, I'm in the wrong place. And I think 2 or 3 days after we laid to rest Dr. Tsvangira, I then moved out of that organization. I thought, I mean, I couldn't continue to be part and parcel of a grouping that was so violent, so intolerant of different views. And not only that, just a party that had flagrantly disrespected its own constitution, especially regarding the failure to hold an extraordinary congress to choose a new leader in terms of the constitution after the unfortunate passing.
But, let's go back to some of the issues that you're talking about here. You're saying the MTC was violent, the MTC was moving to the right, and you were in that party, actually. So were you part of all those?
Not really moving to the right. What was aching me, and this is, like I say, the accumulative kind of feeling. It didn't happen like overnight. This is cumulative. You know what I mean? Cumulative. Mm-hmm. Happening over time. I thought I could take this in. I was patient, but I noticed, no. I'm just hurting myself emotionally, hurting myself mentally, hurting myself psychologically. Because why? I realized then that we were actually not being micromanaged. Each and every important decision, you would have to wait to hear, you know, what does the U.S. embassy say? What does the British embassy say? You have these discreet and secret meetings with the embassy officials of powerful Western nations. I felt we're being micromanaged. We are not our own party. We're actually puppets. And I felt, no way. There's no way I'm going to be a puppet, because I'm not. And I've never been. And I'll never be.
So if you're saying that you're being turned into puppets, can you clarify something on that? How were you being turned into puppets?
No, I mean, the moment that you have an organization that is micromanaged from somewhere, you actually, even to go out there and say we continue lobbying both overtly and covertly for the continued imposition of sanctions.